is life in veterinary medicine? As we all know, it can be very challenging. Do you find it stressful? Do you sometimes experience burnout? Get overwhelmed with all the cases and the clients who, well, we know sometimes can be a challenge? How is it really for you? And what do you want? Life in veterinary medicine actually can be really great. Do you want to be able to create the physical and emotional resilience that's needed for long-term sustainability? It's available. It's not always easy, but it is available. And if that's what you want, you have come to the right place. Welcome to The Resilient Vet, Mind and Body Strategies for Success. We're your hosts. I'm Dr. Jennifer Edwards.
And my name is Aaron Shaw. And in this show, we're going to share practical tips and strategies to help boost your physical and emotional resilience. We're going to discuss everything from nutrition on the go, boundary setting, stress management, physical exercises to add the physical durability to the demands of veterinary medicine, and how to create the deep mindset shifts that are needed for the sustainability in this demanding profession. Future topics that we'll cover will also be based on what your feedback is for us. What piques your interest? We will do a deep dive to make sure you have the tools needed for a fulfilling career. It's always going to be practical tips, real action steps you can start applying today inside the clinic and outside the clinic.
But first, this is The Resilient Vet. So what does resilience actually mean? Resilience is defined as the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties. It also means toughness. The reality is, veterinary medicine is tough, and it's okay to say that. It doesn't mean it's bad. It's actually great. It's an amazing profession. And honestly, your toughness is part of the reason you were attracted to this profession in the first place. We deal with so much, we know so much, we can do so much, few professions in this world that compare. But that doesn't mean it's not also challenging. We are here to help you to be tougher, to be able to sustain yourself, to build a great life, taking care of your patients, interacting with your clients and your teams in ways that light you up, make you happy, and make you want to be here. The animals, the difference that you make is so, so important for the people and for everybody involved. In our show, we will always have a theme of resilience. We're here to help you learn how to do whatever it is that you need to create a long-term, amazing life in veterinary medicine.
So who are we? We should be asking right now is, why do these two hosts deserve a few minutes of my attention? Well, in this introductory episode of The Resilient Vet, we're going to share a little bit about us. Our commitment is always to be authentic, curious, and transparent, and to provide you with the tips, tools, and mindset shifts that you need, that we all need, to be successful in veterinary medicine. We absolutely believe in you, but we're not going to baby you. Our goal is to make sure that we can change vet medicine. We're going to do this one episode at a time. So Jennifer and I are going to share a little bit more about us. And I'm going to start by asking you, Jennifer, what personal experience or turning point led you to the work that you're doing today?
Well, I started out with a plan to become a clinical psychologist. I ended up shifting gears and became a veterinarian. However, my interest in people and the way we work, our minds and our emotions, in connection with our bodies and our spirit, like all of us as a full package, that interest, more like an obsession, never left. And so I've been studying transformation, self-development, leadership, personal growth in depth for about 17 years. So through my career as a veterinarian and spending 13 years as an owner, I was able to be in that work at the same time, taking programs and working with coaches and reading books and doing the retreats and all the things. And quite honestly, I don't know how I ever would have gotten through without that. The tools, the mindset shifts, the getting to a place where I can consciously choose how I see things, how I respond to things, has been invaluable for me. And so since I sold my practice about 5.5 years ago, I now work to bring all of that experience and training to others, to help others as I was helped through my journey in this challenging career. And it was challenging. And that's okay. I loved it. It's been amazing. It's been rewarding. And we all need help getting through. So what about you, Aaron? What has led you to the work you're doing today to help people in this profession?
Thinking back on this, I realized that it all started actually growing up in a home environment that was not very healthy. I never had role models for any sort of physical or emotional wellness. My parents were incredibly loving, but they were also sadly chain smoking and heavy drinking and never eating well or really taking care of themselves at all. And I think it was looking back, going through that rebellious phase that a lot of teenagers go through. And I think that part of the rebellion was being opposite of the environment around me. And since that environment around me, I feel like was not very healthy, I was going to, in a sense, rebel by being exceptionally healthy. From a young age, I became very curious about health, fitness, athletics, and that led to becoming an occupational therapist, becoming a certified strength and conditioning specialist. And I've been doing this since 1996. So you can do the math. It's been a couple of years, and it just continues to snowball just my curiosity in really being, I suppose, exhibit A. I get the privilege and the joy of learning new things about science and health and wellness. And of course, I get to apply them to myself and to my coaching clients. But it is really the foundation of what pointed me in this direction, recognizing that there was an opportunity to be healthier than the environment I grew up in. And that has just led me to a career that I absolutely love to this day, despite it being almost 30 years ago that I started. And now I get the joy of reaping all the rewards by sharing this information.
Love that. Thank you so much for sharing. And it just shows how every moment of every day is a choice, right? Like, we can choose to repeat what we've experienced, or we can choose something new. And every day we get to choose again. So thank you.
Now let's think that you're at a dinner party, Jennifer, and somebody said, what are you all about? What is Jennifer all about?
Well, when it comes to my work, I am all about a true, fundamental, wholehearted belief and knowing that each person, each one of us, has the ability, has the power within them to create an amazing life, whatever that means for you. We're all different. There's no one definition. However, we're not raised to inherently see that. We're not taught about intuition. We're not taught about radical responsibility. We're not taught about how to influence how we perceive. Many of us people live by default inside of our minds that don't stop churning and creating stories and making things up, very often in a disempowering way. And so what I'm about is helping people, whether it's through private coaching, through teaching, speaking, to help people to start to cultivate first the belief that it's even possible, and then the ability to start to little by little create and affect these changes in their lives. We do not need to live always at the effect of our circumstances. While it doesn't mean they're not real, what it means is that there's always a choice to create something different, to show up differently, to experience it differently. And that's what I'm about. That's what I'm passionate about. And what I see is that it's so much quicker and easier than people ever realize. They think, oh, well, that's for other people, or that's not for me, or, well, then that's not being real about what's going on. No, it is real. It is actually the most sincere, authentic version and expression of yourself when you get to actually have a say in your life. One of my biggest values and passions is kindness. And the way I see it is, happy people are kind people. So when I get to help create just a little more happiness in this world, I'm also helping to spread kindness. And that's one of the big motivators behind what I do. What about you, Aaron? What are you all about?
Well, first, I want to thank you for spreading kindness around the world, because we can always use more of that. In this, you know, situation that we always think of, the dinner party, somebody says, what do you do? And I think that it's the knee-jerk reaction, I think, for a lot of us, and myself included, is like, let me give you my resume. Let me give you my CV. Like, here's my credentials. And I think ultimately what I do is I help people reach their potential. And I help, in starting off selfishly with myself, like, I'm in constant pursuit of education and experiences to help me reach my potential. And to go back to what I mentioned earlier about the, kind of the household that I grew up in, I recognize that my family sadly did not live up to their potential because of health barriers and decisions and choices that compounded over time. And what's really empowering for me, and it gets me excited, is to help other people pursue their potential and recognize that whatever, perhaps whatever limiting beliefs they may have, or, you know, skill sets or knowledge, that they can do so much more. And of course, you know, my world is very much the, you know, physical and emotional toughness and resilience and durability, but that is essentially the foundation for all of life. Because we know that if you're not healthy, if you're sick, you know, all a sick person wants to do is not be sick, right? And all an injured person wants is to not be injured. But once we have strength, stamina, durability, both physical and emotional, the sky's the limit. And so that enables you to show up better for work, for your patients, for your family, for your friends, for our pets, for everything. But it's all built on this foundation of resilience, truly. And so I think that what I do is I help people achieve their potential, reach their potential. And I focus a lot on exercise, nutrition, sleep, emotional well-being, physical durability in workplaces. Obviously, and specifically vet med, it's a very physical job. And so the aches and pains and back pains that are related to that. And I think that sometimes people will feel like, I just can't do it. I'm not capable of doing this. And much more often than not, it's maybe a lack of skill set or knowledge on how to maybe take care of the body, change the environment a little bit to realize like, no, your potential hasn't been met yet. We just need to kind of change some pieces. And so reaching potential, that's what's absolutely the most important thing to me, for myself and the people that I work with, my coaching clients.
Yeah. And that's so incredible. And one of the reasons that Aaron and I were so excited about this new partnership that we are here today, bringing all of this to you, is that together, that's what we do. We are here to help you reach your potential, whether it's physical, emotional, mindset, energetically, all of it together. You are a full package made up of all of those aspects. None of it exists in isolation. And your potential is immense. You are more than capable of building the resilience needed for a long-term successful career.
And now let's go against the grain just a little bit. Let's have a little discussion on what beliefs that you have, that I have, together we have, that maybe what people wouldn't expect us to believe. What maybe goes against the grain?
Having been in veterinary medicine for over 2.5 decades, I have a lot of viewpoints and thoughts about the profession itself, things that I saw coming 10 years ago that have now come to fruition. One of the biggest viewpoints that I have that may not be so common is the fact that it is not the difficulties that are inherent in the profession that is leading to all of the problems that we're having in the profession, the problems with mental well-being, with burnout. I feel that we spend our entire lives preparing academically, medically, skill set, experience, all of those things to get into vet school, to get out of vet school, to then start practicing as veterinarians without really developing the skills of who we are as people, how to understand ourselves, how to understand what's important to us and what upsets us and why. How can we respond? How are we interpreting things? What stories are we making up? How does it tie into our past? Because when we can address all of that, when we can start to shift who we are, it doesn't mean that we start to like the situation. It doesn't mean that circumstances become easy or that they don't matter, but they start to become easier to deal with. Coming back to that resilience, we start to be able to have a bad day without it cutting us off at the knees. And so I think for me, one of my biggest beliefs, one of my biggest passions is about owning full responsibility. And maybe a not so popular opinion in vet med right now is that there's a lot of people who are living at the effect of circumstances, at the effect of the coworker, the client, the patient, the bad medical outcome, whatever it may be. And while we will never like some of those things, and we don't need to, they also don't have to own us. And we can develop the skills so that we take back our power and intentionally create what our experience will be inside of this profession. What about you, Aaron? What beliefs do you have that maybe not popular or go against the grain of what people are currently talking about out there?
I think that veterinary medicine is a sport. It's just like insert whatever your favorite sport. It's just like football, for example. It is physically demanding. There's stress, there's strategy, there's time constraints, there's high demands, high expectations. And I actually give a couple of talks to the vet community, and one of them is on biomechanics and ergonomics. And I have pictures side by side. One is of like an Olympic wrestlers bent over and contorted to each other. And the next image is one of two vets working with a dog, and they're literally, the contortions are the exact same. The difference in those images, of course, is that those competitive athletes spend a lot of time in the gym, a lot of time working on mobility, working on their mind game, working on their physicality to do that. So when they go into competition, they're ready for it. And this kind of piggybacks a little bit on what you're saying, that I think that it's one thing to study veterinary medicine or study football or study basketball, you know, study your sports, but there's another layer I think that gets missed. And that is like the preparedness and like really kind of practicing with the toolkit, not on game day or not in the clinic, but how are you fortifying yourself, building resilience, durability for when those demands of those contorted positions or those high stress days, the clients that come in and they're upset, like how are you preparing for that? And I don't think that this is the tough love truth in my tough love opinion. A lot of people in vet medicine aren't prepared, like they're partially prepared, academically prepared, perhaps understand the concepts of things, but don't invest enough in practice. And again, not to beat this sport analogy too much, but you know, you win games from practice. You just sort of, you express what you're capable of during the game. You know, you get to prepare behind the scenes for that. And I think if that the, generally speaking, the typical clinic that I walk into, there's some nutrition challenges in the break room that could be improved upon, that would improve performance, that would improve cognitive attention span, decision making. There's some physical things that are clearly could be improved upon from the individuals that are providing the physical care. There's managing the stress, the emotional demands that, you know, it's sometimes unclear whether people have really fine-tuned their skill set to manage that person that comes, that, you know, that pet parent that comes in. I would love it if more people in veterinary medicine would look at themselves as an athlete. And it doesn't mean you need to lift a whole bunch of weight necessarily, but just the concept of needing to be more prepared. And, you know, along with that is, you know, having a community, having hopefully a work environment, or having, you know, podcasts that you can listen to that want to both give you some support, but also I think maybe a kick in the butt to say it's time to piggyback a little bit on what you're saying. You know, there's a time to acknowledge that things are challenging or whatnot, and that's all, it is what it is. And it's time to apply yourself.
Aaron, I love that so much, the analogy of being an athlete, because at the end of the day, it's true. And that's why we're here. We're here to help our listeners address the who that they are that shows up at work every day, mentally, physically, spiritually, all of it. We are here to give you a hug and kick your butt at the same time, to get real and to help you win at the game that is life.
100%. I'm super, super stoked to be sharing some information and our experiences, and to get some information and questions from listeners on things that we can help provide to help them with the toolbox, the skill set. And as we already mentioned, we will be fully transparent. There probably isn't an ache or a pain or a challenge that we'll talk about that we haven't experienced ourselves, but it's full transparency and we're all in this together, and whether it's medicine or and life in general. And we all need resilience and durability in life generally, not to mention what happens behind the doors, you know, in the doors of a clinic. So the Resilient Vet podcast, that's what this is all about. We are grateful for you to have listened through this first episode, getting to know us a little bit more. We promise the following episodes, we're going to dig into the weeds a little bit, give you some practical tips and tools. Any other thoughts come to mind, Jennifer?
The only other thought I have is to just welcome everybody, follow us, share the podcast with everybody that you know, and tune back in, because like Aaron said, we are so excited. We have lists of topics and ideas that we're going to bring to you to help you and to get you knowing the amazing rock star that you are. So looking forward to it, and we'll see you next time.
All right, till next time. Cheers.